Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, and now that it's dawned on me over the last 3 years, they've had some wild games against each other. Overtime game here at Chase Center. Remember, Looney had to tip in. Clay dropped 54 on them.
That's right.
Down in Atlanta, Trae Young and Steph Curry went crazy against each other. Yeah. They won an overtime in the ATL. Last five, six matchups over the last 3-4 years, they played some wild games against each other, the Hawks and the Warriors.
Yeah, but his point about going 3-1 over these next four is it's pretty spot on. You look at the Pelicans and where they are on the standings right now. Obviously, the Spurs are still like a up-in-the-air team. I don't, they're ascending, but I don't really know what to make of them.
They blew out OKC yesterday without Wemby.
OKC, I believe, lost two in a row?
Yeah,
or
they're struggling a little bit.
I know the Lakers are like one of the hottest teams in the sport right now. But you look at it and you say to yourself, like, just continue to stack wins if you're the Golden State Warriors. And I guess I'll pepper the same question that I threw to Slates to you. What do you think it is about Steph Curry? While everyone else seems to not be drawing in the NBA, and again, I'm not obsessed about ratings. I it's football season. I think the number one problem is the calendar, right, for the NBA. But why is he still appointment viewing all these years later?
Well, just think about what he did in the Olympics and think about who he is. Slater hit it right on the head. He's a worldwide superstar. And to the NBA fan or just to the casual fan, he's not a guy who's high-flying, 6'8", 215, dunking all over the place and playing with power. He's playing with skill and below the rim. And he made the three-point shot as relevant as it ever has been in the NBA. Now, some teams shouldn't be shooting threes like Stephen Curry, but he's literally changed the game. And his persona, being a humble superstar, he's never wavered off of that. You know, he's approachable. He's fan-friendly. He's a family man. Everybody loves Aisha. He's got 4 kids now. So that's what resonates. He looks like just a normal dude. And so when you get a guy like that, and he's not braggadocious, it's easy to see why he rates at a high level. And he's a crossover star. Like, everybody knows who Steph Curry is. Everybody. And the fact that he is a tick above LeBron, and I think that has maybe some of the things, even though Steph Curry has been a little outspoken about politics, LeBron is taking it to the next level.
I think it's just LeBron fatigue, I think, more than anything.
Yeah,
not necessarily political. I think it's just LeBron fatigue.
And people think that LeBron has a lot of narcissistic ways to him, but Steph, it's easy to see why he rates. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. And like, I'll just go for me. Like, I'm not league passed out, you know, in terms of I've got to tune into a Mavs Grizzlies game. You know what I mean? Like on a random night. But like last night, games were on TNT and I'm flipping through the different channels with, as you do, you know, like, and I'm like, oh, well, not only is this Cavs Celtics game in the second quarter, look at the floor. Like, it just looked different. You know what I mean? It reminded me of, like, when you watch, like, Boise State and it just looks different. And I'm like, oh, that's right. It's the in-season tournament. Like, Okay, well, not only is this game, like, I'm intrigued because Boston and Cleveland, and at the time, Cleveland is unbeaten, but also, like, wow, the floor looks different. This game means something different than a normal regular season game. And so the NBA Cup ratings being up 70%, I think the matchups factor into that. You know, Cleveland versus Boston. Boston's a blue blood. Cleveland undefeated. I think that plays a little into it.
Clay against the Warriors? Clay coming back?
Well, that was another one I was going to reference. Is like, you throw the Warriors in there, and then you throw Klay Thompson in there and his first time back. Yeah, I think that's a strategic placement of these NBA Cup games on a big high-profile moment where there's no other sports happening on a Tuesday night. And that was smart. No, that was really, smart. Really smart by the NBA.
And they've bumped up the Pelicans and Warriors game to ESPN, and that's going to start at 4:30 tomorrow, or Friday,
Friday, okay.
So they've got that on the ESPN slot because, you know, really Stephen smart. Curry needs to go to say Warriors, and they're off to a hot start.
Is that an in-season game, too?
It's an NBA Cup game.
Yeah, NBA Cup
Emirates
game.
NBA Cup game.
Interesting.
Emirates NBA Cup.
The courts are growing on me. I like the Boston one. It looked kind of different. What was the second game? Was
San Antonio, OKC.
Yeah, didn't love the OKC floor.
And then you had the Lakers and the Utah Jazz that I was watching.
The Lakers one was cool because it was all gold and the purple trim.
That was good. I did like it.
That one looked more normal. Like,
it
right?
is. Yeah. Like, to me, I don't think it needs to be over the top color-wise, but like, there's a subtle way that when it looks good. Like, the Warrior one looked good. I like the Warrior one.
The Lakers, man, this
hey, they're on a roll right now.
This dog Connect kid could shoot it. They've won six in a row ever since they shifted D'Angelo Russell to the bench. D'Lo's now coming off the bench. Don't connect has been starting. And he's been thriving off of LeBron James.
So we have touched on something that was kind of a big deal yesterday, and I would like to hear the Steve Kerr, who was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, was alluding to it, and they just directly asked him, like, about D'Anthony Melton and the injury, and his response got me worried. What? I'm not allowed to be worried?
No, you are.
About a vital player?
You say it like, boy, I'm worried. When you use the worry word like you do.
And I was worried. It's the way he responded. Let's listen to it.
He's been seeking, you know, their opinions, and we've really been evaluating everything, just trying to get him the best advice he can get. And we're obviously very concerned. You know, anytime you're talking about an ACL, it's I had one in college and tore it completely and had surgery, and it's a serious injury. So we're really taking our time and making sure, you know, D'Anthony gets all of the advice he needs.
Yeah, and it comes at a tough time for Melton, who scored 33 points in his previous two games. He was 7-14 from the 3-point line and 11-23 overall, but I thought he was playing solid defense. He had 14 rebounds, the double-double in OKC, and he really completed his starting five. You know, a guy who could pick up 94 feet if you want to, but he could defend an opposing point guard like Kyrie Irving or an SGA and try to stay in front of him. And then he can hit the three. He's a lifetime 37% three-point shooter. But it's also a reason why D'Anthony Melton was lingering on the open market. It's because of the injuries, whether it's the back and the knee could be connected to the back. Who knows? It's going to be a tough blow if he's out for an extended period of time. And so it's imperative for Brandon Podziemski or Moses Moody or Lindy Waters III to step up to the plate. And they're going to have an opportunity here if Melton is out for an extended period of time. Now, do you want defense for offense? Do you want offense for defense? What do you want here? That's up to Steve Kerr. But there's no doubt they're banking on D'Anthony Melton to maybe play in more games than last season. This could be a devastating blow to a Warriors lineup that felt like it was coming around. The starting five was getting off to better starts. You had your bench set up with Kuminga and Buddy Hill coming off, and GP2 as well with Lou Dog. This now shifts everything up, and now it takes a hit with your depth. This is a good two-way player, D'Anthony Melton. So, yeah, you should be concerned about the left ACL sprain.
Whenever I hear second opinion from professional sports athletes, I'm always like, oh, boy. Not that it means the season's over. Christian McCaffrey sought second, third, fourth, fifth opinions. They're doing their due diligence, but, like, tells me it's a little more complicated than a standardized injury, you know? Yep. And you do that because you're concerned. And that really worries me. And this is a guy that they're going to need this guy. If they want to make a deep run in April, they need some version of him that is close to the little bit that we've been teased with early on. And I think this gives an opportunity, though, because there always is silver linings in these situations. This does give an opportunity for Pods to maybe find himself. This maybe gives an opportunity to Moses Moody to kind of finding himself, or Lindy Waters. And so I really hope that these guys take advantage of the opportunity given to them, and one of them steps up.
Pods, man, just 19% from the three-point line so far, 38% from the floor. And his free throws, last year he shot 63% from the free throw line.
That's not good for a guard.
60% this year. So he's got to get better. He's got to get better as you're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on a free Odyssey app. Don't forget, this is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freeman Supplies. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman Supplies in Pleasant Hill today. Our boy Jordan Watkins, Texan. Dyson Daniels, a.k.a. the Great Barrier Thief. Now, why do they call him the Great Barrier Thief?
I don't know. I would call him the vacuum or the dustbuster if he's a Dyson, right?
Yeah, that's true. He's from Australia.
Well, Dyson also does like hair blowers or hair dryers or whatever they're called. Because I bought my wife an expensive
blow dryers.
Dyson is out at blow dryers. Thank you.
Yeah. Flat irons.
Yeah. There's like this whole kit that she has that was quite pricey, high end. It was like circular. It looked like a gun from the future, like a radar gun.
Dyson does some good vacuums. Great Barrier Thief does make sense because the Great Barrier Reef is around Australia. So that works out.
That's the play on words. I like that.
Yeah, no, he's good.
I like that.
New Orleans traded him, man. He was part of that DeJounte Murray deal. Dyson did, dude, 33 steals the last seven games. Like, that's crazy. That is, 31 steals in the last seven games. I believe that Jalen Williams is second in the league. He has 33 steals on this season. This guy has 31 of the last seven games. So he's by far and away the leader when it comes to steals in the NBA. All right, Ted Wynn's going to join us from The Athletic coming up at 9:20 to talk about Shanahan, the 49ers. Are we freaking out about the offense? What's going on with the offense in the red zone? Are they too predictable? I also want to ask him about Fred Warner because I don't know if it's true or not. Somebody said to Timmy, who's Greg Cohn's boy? What's his name? Not Ryan Hensley. It's to Jay, who's the guy, Jay something?
Jesse Naylor,
is that his name? Well, somebody sent this to me in the text. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not going to credit. He probably did the research. But he said teams are completing their past 30 attempts. They're 30 for 30 with targeting Fred Warner since he suffered the ankle injury. So he's given up 30 completions in the last 30 attempts towards him, something like that.
I didn't see that stat.
Somebody sent it to me.
Wow,
I was
that's
like,
pretty
huh,
interesting. That's,
yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if there's any validity to it.
Well, has he looked the same to you since the ankle injury?
He hasn't looked the same.
I mean, the guy started off like he was having a DPOY candidacy. I mean, it was early in the season, but he looked amazing. And then all of a sudden, the ankle injury, and it does feel like he's a little compromised. There was a play in space the other day. He jumped in the air, and Geno just kind of rifled one just to his side. It's like, gosh, I think, you know, I don't know, man. Maybe he doesn't leave his feet if he's got a little more mobility, a little more juice. It just doesn't feel like he has the chase down like he had before.
Yeah, no, something's going on with him. So we'll ask Ted Wynn whether or not he sees something on tape.
But I have a hard time ripping him because he's such a gladiator, B.
Not ripping him, but just being critical.
No, I know. Critiquing, I guess, is the way.
We love Fred Warner, but you know what? Not playing well. We got to talk about it. It is what it is. Kind of our job. Eli Ready, what's happening? Eli. What's up, Eli?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good morning. Hey, caught me off guard for a minute. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I wanted to rapid-fire some of the cons on Kyle Shanahan. You guys tell me what you think.
Okay.
So, well, you know, notice he doesn't adjust. The horrific trade with Trey Lance, you know, and we not even really addressing much Mahomes and Brady. Got rid of Buckner. Doesn't play the young Bucks unless there's some injuries. We see what's happening right now with Mason and Garendo. Kind of Cabo clicky a little bit. You know, we see he's kind of prideful, doesn't really have accountability, blows leads, regulars, and offseason.
What else you got? Just keep it going. You're on the roll.
I'm sorry, sound like a downer, man, but I've been down.
Just keep going. I want to hear the entire list. What else you got? I want to hear the entire list.
Also, it's just like, you know, it sounds like he just by the look of it, man, it just looks like his playbook takes priority over the players, over their strengths. You know, overplays McCaffrey. Look at him. Look what's happening to him. Limits Purdy. I think he needs to move the platform. Since Purdy's a little shorter, he should be getting out of the pocket a little bit more because of his height. So that's all I wrote. I wrote a few things down on an envelope. What do you guys think?
Oh, wait, you got the envelope. Are you on Twitter or anything or Instagram?
I'm on Instagram. I've sent you guys things periodically.
Yeah. Can you take a picture of that envelope? I want to see the things. I want to see the envelope with your handwriting and everything. I want to see a photo of that.
It's a little bit messy, but I'll definitely I'll take a pic and send it to you.
Yeah, no, I would, and I want you to make sure you title it Kyle Shanahan's Cons.
Sorry, do you slide in the DMs to say hi?
Yeah, but what do you got? I mean, you know, I've been hearing I listen to a lot of guys like Grant Cohn, somebody I listen to periodically, and then I've been hearing him talking about not getting rid of Kyle, but why not trade him and get something back?
Getting rid of Kyle.
So now we want to trade Kyle.
Is the only coach to be traded Gruden?
I think so.
For a first-round pick?
Yeah,
two first-round picks and two second-round picks.
Yeah. Two seconds. What did that net you?
Absolutely nothing.
Philip Buchanan? Was it Philip?
Boy, I'll get the exact names. Hold on.
Was it Philip Buchanan?
No, Buchanan was there with... No,
okay, I don't know.
No, he wasn't there with
I don't know. I don't know.
It netted him 20-plus years of misery. That's what it netted them.
All right, I got it right here.
Give it to me.
All right, they got tight end Daniel Graham, offensive tackle Langston Walker.
Langston Walker, he actually
Cal Berkeley.
Defensive end Tyler Brayton and running back Tony Hollings in the 2004 supplemental draft by Houston.
Ouch.
So Eli wants to...
I wanted the Niners to take Terrell Pryor in the supplemental draft.
So Eli wants to trade Shanahan for picks.
Would the Bears trade their first-round pick right now straight up for Kyle Shanahan?
Probably.
Yeah, no doubt. No, there's not a question in my mind that they would.
I mean...
How about New Orleans?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Would the Jacksonville Jaguars...
Yes. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
The New York Jets?
I don't think the New York Giants would. I like Dave Ball probably more than most. The Jets would. The Jets absolutely would.
The Giants might.
I like Dave Ball, though. I don't think he's the problem. I think it's the quarterback. I like Dave Ball. Okay, but your point is we'll take it. How about the New England Patriots?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of teams I would want
to. I did this exercise this morning, just like talking to myself on air. Yeah. No, it's great because I got to 15 teams. Yeah, near half the league would take Kyle Shanahan. But Sam just said that's actually less than he thought it would be.
Well, you got to think about the cultures that are there.
You're not taking McVay's job.
Sirianni's safe in Philadelphia right now.
Although there was a point in time this year,
Sean Payton, like he's staying now. With how Bo Nix looks.
Kansas City, Reed.
Yeah, three.
Harbaugh.
Four.
Chargers, both Harbaughs, five.
Five, yeah.
Tomlin.
Six.
Who's the other guy? And I don't know about Zach Taylor. I think Zach Taylor should keep his job.
That was an iffy one. Yeah.
Mike Brown is frugal with his coaches. He keeps coaches for a long, long time.
Yeah, we're going hypotheticals here. Harbaugh.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But Harbaugh.
No, I meant hypotheticals.
Yeah, Harbaugh, Tomlin, McDermott.
I mean, of course, Antonio Pierce.
Mike McDaniel.
I had to, Chisholm.
Mike McDaniel would trade
Shanahan. Yes, they would take Shanahan right now.
I don't know. I know. I think they keep him, Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel's doing a great job.
He hasn't won any December games.
He's been good.
Kevin O'Connell. They're keeping Kevin O'Connell, I think.
You think so? Okay.
Yes, in Minnesota.
Okay.
Campbell.
Yeah. LaFleur.
Dan Quinn.
And then Washington. The entire NFC South can kick rocks. No offense.
Yeah, Todd Bowles might be gone. He might be gone.
What about our boy Raheem Mose?
He just got there. I think he'll stick around.
Yeah.
He'll stick around. Because Arthur Blank may think that Shanahan blew him the Super Bowl.
My boy Shane Steichen. What are we doing there?
We'll discuss on the other side.
I don't know.
You got to hear some Debo sound. I want to play some Debo sound for you on the other side, Monte.
What is Debo talking about?
Well, you got to hear.
Are we trading Shanahan again? Oh, man, please get a win. But you know what? They lose against Green Bay. Whatever. It is what it is. We know to pull the plug on the season. 10-win Athletic coming up. Brought to you by the Inn at the Tides, the beloved Bayview Restaurant and Lounge at the Inn at the Tides, now accepting reservations for Thanksgiving. Delight in a classic turkey dinner or chef specials like